So welcome back to the Rust and Culture Podcast, everybody. Well, this afternoon I had a little bit of time to put together and take a look at what was going on in Trump world today. And by Trump world, I mean not just Donald Trump, but the whole GOP universe. Trump followers. And it proved to be sort of an exciting sort of bunch of stuff that was going on today, and I thought I'd just share it with you. So remember when Donald Trump said he only hires the best people? Remember that? He only hires the best people. Only the best. Well, here's a clip that I'm going to show you. It's about Morgan Ortegas. And Morgan Ortegas was the former State Department spokeswoman. And she was on Fox News, and she's just totally baffled. She's just baffled by something. Listen to this.
Around these Olympics, I like to call them the genocide Olympics. Anyway, I'm still on the team that I'm not even sure that we should be competing because there is an ongoing genocide in Xinjiang. So if we are going to go to a country, if we are going to compete and have American athletes there in a country that's committing a genocide, even more important, Harris, to have the freedom of the American flag fully represented.
Yeah, wow is right. You know what, folks? She's totally confused. Totally confused. She thinks that the Olympics are going to be held in China. And she's on Fox News embarrassing herself about it. Everybody knows. I don't watch that much in terms of the Olympics. I do watch a little bit of it, but I don't watch that much because I do stuff like this. And I don't have that much time to kind of spread around like that and watch it during the day. But at least I know that the Olympics are going to be in Tokyo. Tokyo. Only the best people. And this went on into Fox News. It's embarrassing. So Steve Bannon today he's got this show called The War Room or Crazy Room or something like that. And he had Mike Lindell on the show, who really should be making pillows and not doing what he's doing and getting involved with all of this political stuff. He should be making pillows. I hear he makes a great pillow. He's not good at putting evidence together, proving that Donald Trump should be reinstated as president. But here's how the clip went. Listen to this.
If you deliver the receipts, you believe it starts a chain of events that ultimately leads with Donald Trump coming back before 2024. Right. Is that your theory?
100%. It's Donald Trump 2021. That's what there were signs everywhere the other day that I was seeing.
Okay. I hope he's got more than a bunch of signs everywhere that he was seeing. When he's talking about dropping evidence. And I guess we'll find out sometime shortly here. We don't know exactly when, but he's supposed to be dropping some evidence that he thinks will put Donald Trump back in the White House. Of course he's nuts. Of course he's got nothing. He just saw a bunch of signs, for God's sakes. So here's Julie Kelly. I'm going to play you this clip. So Fox News and what they're doing right now, you've seen it all over the place. So they're trying to cast the January 6th insurrection as political persecution of Trump supporters. The FBI is persecuting Trump supporters that were there at the Love Fest, the insurrection. And here's how it went.
Joining me now, Julie Kelly, senior contributor to American Greatness and one of the few people in our country who's extensively covered the prosecution of January 6th and, of course, Lego Gate as well. Julie, you stayed on top of these stories. This, you know, we can make light of it all we want. But the reality is it's indicative of a prosecution that is ongoing. What does this in part tell us about what Merrick Garland and others are doing with this prosecution?
I mean, Pete, you just hit the nail on the head. We can laugh about this because it is so preposterous.
Nobody's laughing.
You have FBI agents who are seizing and confiscating Legos, using it as evidence against Americans in their prosecution. But the bottom line is this is a political persecution against Trump supporters. This
Wrong.
Would not be tolerated by any other political party or tolerated in any other Justice Department, but yet this investigation is accelerating. Mm-hmm. It's destroying the lives of people like Robert Morse.
They did that.
They are using that, what you just talked about, in a motion to try to keep Robert Morse behind bars now, along with dozens of other Americans awaiting trials that will not start until next year.
That's nobody's fault but the justice system. I mean, that's how the justice system works these days. I mean, that's exactly how it works.
You're talking about people. This Justice Department and federal judges are signing off on keeping people who have not been proven guilty of any crime in jail, possibly for a year, awaiting their trials for various charges, including a lot of times trespassing or disorderly.
That's right.
So, folks, they're trying to cast this whole thing as political persecution of Trump supporters by the FBI. And they're trying to make it political. That is not what's happening. Let me tell you a little bit about this guy that she's talking about here. So his name is Robert Morris. He's from Pennsylvania. So here is an article from Trib Live. This is Western Pennsylvania's trusted news source. The article says, Glenn Shaw man charged in January 6th Capitol attack. And there he is. So it goes on to say that a Shaler area substitute teacher, nonetheless, who the FBI said tried to organize other rioters, is accused of fighting with Capitol Police officers and breaking into the building during the January 6th insurrection in Washington, D.C. Previously served in the military, attended Penn State University. He was recently arrested by the FBI in Pittsburgh. So he's a day-to-day substitute teacher in the Shaler Area School District. So there's a 28-page affidavit that's against him right now that the FBI has. So it's not just a simple matter of trespassing, you know, as a rioter at this love fest on January 6th. He wasn't arrested just for trespassing. You can see that he's wearing a camouflage jacket, a tactical vest with scissors tucked in the front, tan gloves, and, yeah, of course, he's got the MAGA baseball hat. And according to the affidavit, I'll just give you a few details. He was captured on video on multiple occasions trying to breach the police lines, including organizing a shield wall with other rioters in the violent attack of officers inside the Lower West Terrace Tunnel and entering into the Capitol through a broken window. A video they've got shows him at one point attempting to grab an officer's baton away and, in another image, struggling to take an officer's rip off the officer's helmet visor. So he's out there literally doing combat with the police. I mean, he was in near the front line of the crowd facing police. He was grabbing the fence, you know, trying to get that from a police officer. He was also battling a police officer with trying to get a flag pole, you know, that he could use as a weapon that, against the police officer. So he's engaged in trying to pull this away from the police. So there's 28 pages of what this man's done. I mean, he's no saint, he's no angel, and the FBI is pursuing him for a very good reason. And folks, this is non-political. I'll have to tell you, if I happened to be there that day and they had video of me doing what this man did, I'd be in the same situation. They wouldn't care that I've made 200 episodes and I'm not a Trump fan. They wouldn't care that I'm a liberal. They wouldn't care about any of that. The fact that they had video of this man doing what he did is why he's where he's at. It's not political persecution by any means. It's anything but that. These people need to face the music for what they've done. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So I just want to show you this other clip here. Remember Roy Moore, just to kind of change gears a little bit? So a federal judge in New York today dismissed Roy Moore's lawsuit against Sacha Baron Cohen over a segment where Sacha Baron Cohen pretended to be an Israeli counterterrorism expert testing a device that he said would only beep around sex offenders. So you have to look at this clip. Go to YouTube and find this clip, Sacha Baron Cohen, Roy Moore. Put that in the search, find it. It's hilarious. For one, Sacha Baron Cohen has got this unibrow from hell. And in this video or this picture, I didn't put the video on because I would probably get tagged with an infraction by YouTube. So I couldn't include the video, but you can find it out there. Here's a print screen of it. So what he's doing in that print screen is he's using the device and he's putting it over Roy Moore and it beeps like hell. He gets another guy in there, the cameraman, nothing beeps. He puts it to Roy Moore and it beeps like hell. And then Roy Moore goes on to say, I have been married for 33 years. And he goes on with all of this stuff. So evidently, here's how the lawsuit read. It said, Plaintiff Roy Stewart Moore, the former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. I mean, supposedly he's smart, right? Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He was tricked into participating in an interview with Sacha Baron Cohen on Friday or on February 14, 2018, expecting to receive an award in Washington, D.C. for his support of Israel. Judge Moore alleges that he was instead met with extreme and outrageous questioning from Sacha Baron Cohen. The interview later aired on television as part of a comedy series that was broadcast by defendants' Showtime networks. Judge Moore and his wife, Kayla Moore, allege intentional infliction of emotional distress and fraud, and Judge Moore alone additionally pleads a claim of defamation. Thrown out. Threw the whole lawsuit out. Nothing left to it. Nothing left to it. I mean, if this man is so smart, Roy Moore, Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, God help me, if he is that smart, why in the Sam Hill did he sit down with Sacha Baron Cohen with a device that supposedly goes off when it's near a pedophile? Why in the Sam Hill? What was he thinking? I mean, really, folks, does it take a lot of intelligence to figure out that it was a trick? It was a joke. Evidently, he's not smart enough to figure that out. I am so glad. I am so dang glad that he did not get elected as senator of Alabama. I mean, I'm just so thankful when I read about stuff like this. I mean, who would sit down with someone that has a device that does this? My God, you could simply Google a device like that. It doesn't exist. Never will. Probably maybe 1,000 years out it might exist. Who the hell knows? But folks, that's not all I've got. I've got something here I want to share with you. So this is what they call a duet. And on one side, you've got Donald Trump and you've got this young fellow that put this split screen together. Remember when Donald Trump was talking about the protesters and he said that you can throw a can of soup and do some damage? Well, here's how this little duet that this guy put together. Have a look.
But a can of soup, you can really put some power into that, right?
Yes, sir.
Good God. Jeez. What can I say? Folks, thanks for tuning in. Till next time.